So this story starts at the middle of July, coming across the plains and hoping to beat the winter snowstorms. And part of the plan involved in the handcarts was Salt Lake City would send out supply wagons to reach the handcart pioneers coming to help them on provisions at Fort Laramie, at Casper. But then they didn't know these last two were coming. So these two handcart companies started across the plains, and finally Brigham Young found out that they were coming. And so on October 7th, Brigham Young gathered wagons, express teams to go out and rescue these handcart pioneers that were coming across the plains. They hit their first snowstorm October 19th. The Willie Company was the first one, and on October 19th, they were a place called Ice Slough, and they were out of food when they first met the rescue riders from Salt Lake City. But the Willie Company still had to go over Rocky Ridge, which is a very famous historic trail because it is a rocky ridge. It comes up, you cross Rocky Ridge and get into South Pass where the Continental Divide, and that's a key thing because on these trails, the Pony Express Trail, the California Trail, the Oregon Trail, and the Mormon Trail cross South Pass, and then they change different directions. So South Pass was a critical place, but on October 23rd of 1856, in a blinding snowstorm, 18 inches of snow, they still carried their hand carts across Rocky Ridge, and it took them up to 27 hours to make that trip in the snow and the weather conditions. And they came into their next camping place, which was Rock Creek Hollow. And 13 people perished that day, and they buried them in a mass grave there at Rock Creek Hollow. Two of the men who helped dig the grave, they passed away too right then. Then, as rescue wagons continued to come, they helped rescue the Willie Company, and they continued on. Eventually, after about 50 or 60 more miles, they reached the Salt Lake Valley November 9th. The other handcart company, called the Martin Handcart Company, on October 19th, were just crossing the Platte River when the snowstorm hit them. And they proceeded along to Bessemer Bend, but 56 people died.
And the express riders found the Martin Company at Bessemer Bend. And they told them, we don't have any food or any supplies for you, but if you can go 50 miles further towards Devil's Gate, there will be supply wagons waiting. So they took them 50 more miles, these poor people who could barely walk. And they got them to Devil's Gate, and the storms were just raging, just Wyoming wind and ice and snow right in their faces. And they didn't know what to do with them, so they decided to take them for protection into a little cove. And in order to get to that little cove, they had to cross the Sweetwater River, which at that time was full of ice and snow and very deep and very fast. And these poor people did not think they could get past it, because when they had crossed the Platte for the last time in Casper here, 14 people had died that very day as a result of crossing. They just froze. And so when they saw these terrible rivers with ice and snow in them, many of them, adults, just sank to their knees and broke down and cried, because they didn't think they could do it again. So some of the rescuers, the ones from the Salt Lake Valley, spent the day carrying them across the river, carrying them in that icy, freezy, cold water. And then they were able to go up into this little cove, which today is known as Martin's Cove. And that's where they remained for 5 days until the weather mitigated somewhat and they were able to leave the cove and continue on their journey. At least 50 people that we are aware of died up in Martin's Cove. So that's in addition to the 56 who had also died at Bessemer Bend. And then they continued their journey on too. They said that only about 1/3 of them were even able to walk, so it was very, very difficult for them, but they still had to keep moving. And as they continued westward, the supply wagons kept coming, but more people continued to die all the way along. Finally, by the time they reached South Pass, there were enough wagons and supplies that those who were in the Martin Company were able to ride the rest of the way into the valley.